Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Lo yeshev betzila. You're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, even if it's not right underneath the tree, but the shade is just extending over you. Vim yashav, and if you did sit there, tahar, you're not tamei, meaning even though there may be Avodah Zarahs that are under that tree, because you were not under the same ohel. Velo yavar tachteha, you're not allowed to walk underneath an Asherah tree, and if you did walk underneath it, tame, then you are tame, because there's probably avodah zarah under that same tree, and it's matame ba'ohel. Hey, so gazelus rabim, the Asherah tree was hovering over a public road, va'avar tachteha, and you happen to drive underneath it or walk underneath it, tahar, then you're tahar, because the tumah of avodah zarah ba'ohel is only if it's minding its own business, but when it's encroaching on a public road, we're not going to allow that tumah to affect you on the Drabana level. Vizarm tachta yurokos bimosek shamim. You're allowed to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree during the winter time because shade is bad for vegetables during the winter time, so it doesn't benefit from it. Avalo bimosekham, but not during the summertime where the shade is good for it. Vahachazarin lo bimosekham, velo bimosek shamim. Lettuce can't be planted in the summertime nor in the winter time because the shade is always good for it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, aflo yurokos bimosek shamim. You're not even allowed to plant vegetables under the Asherah tree during the winter, because the leaves fall on them, and they become fertilizer for them. Okay, now we move on to Mishnah Tes. Someone took pieces of wood from the Asherah tree, those pieces of wood are asur bahana'a. Hisik ben satanur, if you heated up an oven with that wood, im chadash, if it's a brand new oven and this is the first time you're ever heating up the oven, yutatz, and the oven has to be destroyed, because the first time you heat up the oven, we assume it gives the oven a certain strength to it, and that's a permanent impact on the oven. So this oven will have always been made with avodah zarah wood. Vim yashan, but if it's an old oven and you're just heating it up again, so yutzan, so then you let it cool down and then it loses the impact of whatever avodah zarah wood there was. Afabos hapas. But if you baked bread in that oven, asurim bana, that bread is asur bana because there was avodah zarah that went into baking that bread. Nisarva b'achirus, if the bread became mixed in with other bread, kulan asur bana, they're all asur bahana'a. They all become asur. Normally we assume that there's a concept of bittul, but we're talking about loaves of balabatim, which are davar shebeminyan, that any davar shebeminyan does not become batal, meaning you would say bittal when it's something that you wouldn't count separately, but every loaf of bread you would count separately, and therefore it's too chashuv to become batal. Rabbi Lazar Omer, yolech hanoli amelech. Rabbi Lazar says, no, what you could do is throw the value of how many loaves are actually asur into the Yam HaMelech, and then you can you're not getting any benefit from the asur loaf of bread, and you could sell the loaves of bread. Amr lo, ein pidyon avodah zarah. The Chum said, "Bechori tome." There's no being poda avodah zarah. Nazalim men akarka. If a person takes a piece of wood from an Asherah tree to use in weaving, aser bahana'a, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Arug bo'as habeged. If you did use it for weaving a beged, habeged aser bahana'a. The beged becomes aser bahana'a. Nisariv ba'achirim, ba'achirim, ba'achirim. That beged gets mixed in with others, and well, some of those others get mixed in with others. Kulan aser bahana'a. It will aser everything bahana'a, meaning it never becomes batel. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yolech Hanali Yam HaMelech Amar Lo Ein Pidyon Avodah Zarah. Then you have the same machlokas where Rabbi Lazar says you could just throw the hanah into the Yam HaMelech, take the value of the Aser Beged, throw it into the Yam HaMelech, and then you're allowed to use the rest of it. And the Chum said, no, there's no such thing as pidyon for Avodah Zarah. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that you're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree, but if you do, you're tahar, but when you walk under it, you're going to be tamei. But if the Asherah tree hovers over Rosh HaRabim, you're going to be tahar. They were not gozer tumas ohel in such a case. You're allowed to plant underneath it to the extent that it does not benefit, that the vegetables do not benefit from the shade. If they do benefit from the shade, then it's asr. And Rabbi Yossi says that even when it doesn't benefit from the shade, it's still going to be a problem, because sometimes it does benefit from the little leaves that fall off and will serve as like fertilizer. And then in Mishnah Tess we said that anything that was taken off of that tree is also bahana'ah, and if you use wood from that tree to light up an oven, if it's a brand new oven, the oven's going to be asr. If it's an old oven, then you let it cool down, it's going to be mutter. But the bread you make in that oven is going to be asr. And we had a machlokas, Reb Elazar, and the chachamim, whether you could just be yolech hanali yam melech, where that bread is always going to be asr and it's never going to become batel. And the same thing, if you got a weaver's pick off of the tree and you made a beged with it, that beged is going to be asr bana. But we have machlokas whether you could be yolech hanali yam melech of that beged if the beged gets mixed in with a million others, or you just have to say no, they're all asr bana and they can never become batel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Yud.